Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Top story in the world right now is the announcement by President Trump overnight of a ceasefire back and forth between Israel and Iran. And senior White House correspondent for CBS is Weijia Zhang, who joins us. Appreciate your time this morning. It must have been quite a morning as the president left to go to Air Force One to head to the Netherlands. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody. That's one way to put it, for sure. He was clearly frustrated, angry, because it was just about 12 hours earlier that he was celebrating a ceasefire agreement that he announced on social media. He, took pride. He was almost jubilant in congratulating, quote, the world, saying that it was now time for peace because both Israel and Iran had agreed to stop the aggression. And then, you know, as he's leaving for this huge summit on the world stage, he answered a lot of questions because the president came out and said that both sides have already violated this ceasefire. And so it was very clear that he was upset. He even dropped an expletive, the F word, when he said that both sides did not know what the F they were doing. He sent a warning to Israel not to drop any bombs. And then he said, I'm going to go handle this. And he must have, because the White House, a source tells us that he hopped on the phone with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And shortly after that, the president gave an update that the ceasefire is back on. So this has been quite a roller coaster ride, up and down. And it appears, at least for now, that the president says Israel is not going to strike anymore and that agreement will go back into place.
We're with CBS's senior White House correspondent Weijia Zhang. That said, you've been around the president a lot, obviously, in your job. I don't remember seeing him that angry. Do you?
In private, we know that the president uses this sort of colorful language often, but in public, I cannot remember a time, and I've covered him, you know, since 2016, that he publicly displayed this sort of language. And I think that's indicative of just how frustrated he was because of the very short whiplash that occurred, because he was just, again, celebrating what he thought was a huge victory. And he wanted to bring this deliverable to the NATO summit. In fact, in the hours before he decided to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, a U.S. official told us that that was part of the calculation on whether he was going to do it or not, because he wanted to show up to this summit in a position of strength, to show that America is first, that he would take action when necessary. And so for all of that to sort of crumble in the final hours before he was going to arrive to NATO did not sit well with him. But yes, clearly he was very angry, but now he's happy again because he posted that things are good. So we're going to have to watch this very closely. Obviously, it's quickly developing, and we really won't know until we, monitor the potential strikes between Israel and Iran, whether the ceasefire actually holds.
Well, CBS military consultant, a retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, said there's a lot of disarray, as you might expect, in Iran, and there may be some rogue generals or military people that have the power to do that. So hopefully it sticks. I think most people around the world don't want it to escalate, that's for sure. And now, what about this NATO summit for 2 days? What is the hopeful outcome from there?
Well, the president actually spoke. He's very chatty this morning. He actually just talked on Air Force One on the way to The Hague. And he does want to focus on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. In fact, he said that Putin offered to help with Iran and Israel, and the president said, look, I don't want your help when it comes to that. I want your help when it comes to ending the war in Russia and Ukraine. And, previously the president had said the U.S. might just walk away from trying to broker any kind of an off-ramp for them if there's no progress. And then that deadline was sort of extended. But certainly that is going to be top of mind for this particular group, because of the location of so many of the member countries to where that war is happening. What's really going to make news, I think, today is the president was asked if he was committed to Article 5 of NATO, which is if you an attack on any one of the member countries is an attack on everybody. And he was asked, are you committed to Article 5? And the president didn't explicitly say yes. He said he was committed to saving lives. He was committed to life and safety. But he wasn't going to exactly define how he interprets that commitment on the back of a plane that he would tell everybody at a later time. And, that is going to open up a lot of questions because remember, NATO is a defense alliance. And so typically, if one is attacked, if any one of those countries, especially those that are concerned bordering Russia and Ukraine, everybody would attack to help defend it. So now the president is being a little bit murky about that. And we know that he has long expressed frustration and criticism about this alliance. During his first term, he even threatened to pull out of it because he said the U.S. pays so much of this defense spending. And, he's always had issue with the lesser amount that other nations have paid. So that's a very long way of saying an end to the Russia-Ukrainian war is going to be important. Defense spending is going to be something he brings up, and obviously the conflict in the Middle East as well.
Well, the way the president went off on CNN this morning, too, he went down that road. Be glad you're not the CNN correspondent and you're the senior White House correspondent for CBS. We just thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, and we'll share that again. Paul has that where he just really went off on CNN and at the end was very angry. But now, as Weijia Zhang just said, things seem to be back on track and we'll continue to bring you the news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.